Okay, we're holding Simon Reish Lamed, a brand new Simon. It's Be'etzem already a new Sugya, but we're going to finish Hilchos Brachos between today and tomorrow. But it already is sort of a new topic. We're not going to discuss so much Brachos today, more Tfilas. Simon Reish Lamed, page Kufnam Dalad, welcome to our anytime. Sif Aleph, Zoktim Mechabraham, Espalal Amasha Avar. Someone who davens about things or four things that already happened. Kegoin, for example, Shenichnas Le'ir. He heard someone screaming, to be Hashem's will that this koil should not be from my house. And it already happened because you already heard the koil. His wife was mu'ubaris. More than 40 days after conception. That his wife should give birth to a zachar. Because it already the tzuras of lot is already there, and it's considered that you're davening for something which has already happened. You're essentially davening for a neis gully, and that is called a tefillah shav. Now, davening for a neis gully in the future is not a tefillah shav, but davening something which already happened should just change. That's a tefillah shav. Eli yispalo adam ala asid, daven for the future. Ala asid lovev yidin haydo al shavar, and give thanks for things that have already happened. Kegoyin, for example. Hanichnas the krach, someone wants to enter into a krach, and like we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, used to be in the olden days, the krach, these places, they were lawless, and you can get put sentenced to death for no reason, and you could have money, your money taken away from you for no reason, so therefore it was some sort of sakana. Hashem, it should be your will, I should enter into the city in peace. Nichnas b'shalim. Thank you, Hashem, that I was able to enter into this city in peace. Bigish lot says, "Aimer yiratim lefanecha Hashem lekenu shetzienu mekrach zelashalim." If you want to leave, you dive into Hashem that you should be able to leave Lashalim. Some places you couldn't leave; they would take all your money away. You know, that's sort of like a customs at the edge of the city. You want to leave the country, taking away all your money. Yaitze b'shalim, "Aimer moedani lefanecha Hashem lekaisha yitzisani mekrach zelashalim." Thank you, Hashem, for taking me out of this city in peace. Ukeshem shayitzisani lashalim. Just like you took me out in peace, came to Lichain Lashem, so I should continue to travel in peace, the Chule, and then you finish off with the Lashon of whatever the Gemara there says. Ad Baruch Atah Hashem Shemeh Tefillah, the Zui Tefillah Sadarach, Shenik Muhi, V'chol Dineh, V'simen Kofyod, and this is the Tefillah Sadarach that's written in Simen Kofyod. And right away you're thinking this is not Tefillah Sadarach that's written in Kofyod. We don't daven that we should leave the Krach B'Shalim. We don't give a thanks that we left the krach b'shalim, and we don't say tefillah sederach right away when we leave. We wait till we're a little bit further out of the city before we say it. So what exactly does this mean? We're going to see in the Mishnah Berurah. Zok the Mishnah Berurah sifkat na'alaf. Achar aborim yom li'ibura. After 40 days since conception, to daven that the gender of the baby should be either a male or a female would be a tefillah shav. Shekwain instayer tzuras avlad. Avotoychar aborim yom mayol tefillah. Within 40 days from conception, this still helps tefillah to daven. Now by Leah, where she had Dina, where originally it was a boy, it changed into a girl. So some say over there was before 40 days, some say it was after 40 days, and they give all different types of terutzim, how she was able to daven, or how for the gender to change, even though according to our halacha, it would be a tefillah shav. I don't recall offhand all the different terutzim. On the side it says, in one of the terutzim it was before 40 days. And there are other pshatim over there, ayin sham. Zok se vayter in the Mishnah Berurah, Vafilo achar aboram yoim, even after 40 days, yuchal espalo shiyah havlad zerak hayama via isik mitzvahs umaisim tevim. You can't daven anymore. It should be a boy or a girl. But you should daven. It should be b'shal tevim. It should be a zerak shal hayama. It should be a healthy baby and a baby that is isik and mitzvahs umaisim tevim. Sivka and beiz the krach. Davka the krach. The sham mitzvim memunim ram umachapsin alilas. Over there we have these memunim ram, these different people in charge that are evil and they can take away your money. They could make a libel against you. A small little village, they don't have these issues. You don't need to say these tefillas. Once you're on the way and you're a certain amount out of the city, like we said in the Hilchos Tefillas Hadarech, then you would say Tefillas Hadarech like regular, but the only time you're going to add in these tefillas of Sif Aleph in Reish Lamin is only if it's a krach that has these people that are mechapsin alilos, that our chashochan speaks out. We don't really have that these days, so we don't make these brachas. We just say regular tefillah sederach, kerogel. Maybe if you would have some sort of third world country where it's completely hefker over there, maybe over there it would be appropriate. I don't think we say these brachas ever these days. Zak the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Gimel. Zui tefilas hadarach lechayra. Frek the Mishnah Berurah. Alei b'simen kof yom mevor that she yotzi laderach emer tefilas hadarach levad. But lo yoda al shavar. When we go on the way, we say just plain tefilas hadarach. We don't think for the fact that we left the krach. The gam eni emer oisa rakas yechzu baderach. We only say it once we're already on the way. Why are we including the tefillah of tefillas hadarech together with this haidah that we left the city? The gam mashma shal imra oisa take it b'tziyasim in the ear. It sounds like over here you say it right away. And tefillas hadarech you don't say right away. You wait a little bit. For the Mishnah Berurah, the hasa mari b'yotim yirek tana. In kuf yod by tefillas hadarech when you're leaving a small city. She'ein shal mayra klal latzim in the ear. There's no fear about leaving the city. The tzarech lemer tefillas hadarech rach mishal mayra hadarech. And the tefillas haderech is because of the sakana on the actual derech. Well, the kachin lemra is a rakish hechzu baderech. So you only say it once you're on the way. When shikasati v'sevkal and beis va'filim this dam and acharak baderech nesiyasish and I say a derech krach. Even if a long year travels, now you go into a dangerous krach. Ain lemra because she hates him and a rak haidah ma'idim. All you say now is the haidah because you already said tefillas haderech. Ad lebesoy pelechasima. You don't say another bracha at the end. Kaimish amar tefillas haderech b'tchilas nesiyas. You already said tefillas haderech when you left the city. You don't say it again when you leave the krach. Now you just say the haidah that you left the krach b'shalim. V'halcha mari b'nichnas the krach v'lancham. Here we're discussing a krach with a big village with those who are mechapsin alilois. And you slept there b'inyan shetzarech lemet tefilas haderech shenis habayker. And now you have to say tefilas haderech again in the morning when you wake up. Shvil haderech sharitzim l'nsaya. Because we say tefilas haderech every day while traveling. U'mavadzeh l'tzarech litin haidah gam ken alitzias krach. Besides the new tefillas haderech for the new day, you also need to say the haidah for leaving the krach. Put them together, say the haidah that you left the krach together with tefillas haderech and give a chasima. Take it because you're in the ear. Once you're anyway saying the haidah right away when you leave the city, but you say tefillas haderech then also together with the haidah. So essentially, this is a halacha which is not so negayah these days, like the Aruch HaShulchan says. But with the way the mechaber is going to be answered is that here we're discussing when you're leaving a krach, and it's the morning after you already slept over somewhere, you need a new tefillas haderech, and you're going to say it together with the haidah. Masha'inkin and kuf yod is where you were not leaving a krach, it's a small city, and therefore there is no haidah that you have to give. You just say tefillas haderech once you're already higzik baderech. Another reason why over here you're saying the tefillas haderech together with the haidah right away is because the halacha and kuf yod says if you're going on a multiple day trip, the second day when you wake up, you say tefillas haderech right when you start traveling. You don't have to wait until you're out of the city, as opposed to the first day when you leave, then you say it right away. Then you say it only after you leave the city. That's the halacha in Kuf Yud. Okay, now we're going to discuss the halacha, which is much more negeya, not necessarily in a practical sense, but we're going to discuss some practical halacha that's related to it, how to become rich. Zakt the mechaber siv beis. Hanichnas lamoid ez garnoi. If someone walks in to measure and to count their coins. You want to see how much wheat you have. You have a farm, you want to see how much wheat you have. What do you say? You say, Omer, Yiratzim milfanecha Hashem alekai shetishlach bracha mekri hazeh. Give a tefillah, Hashem should send a bracha into this kri, into this pile over here. Hizchel lamoid, once you start actually measuring and counting, Omer, then you say, Baruch hashaleach bracha mekri hazeh. Blessed is he who sent the bracha, as if it said clear he already sent the bracha. How is it so clear? How do you know for sure that Hashem sent the bracha into this kri? We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. Madad v'achakach berech ha'ezut tefillah shav. Once you already measured and you know the amount that's there, then it's a tefillah shav. She'en a bracha mitzuya elav adavar asamoy min ha'ayin perish nelam ve'en nira. Bracha can only be found on things that are hidden from the eye. Once you know what's over here, and now you're going to ask, then it should change, that you can't ask. But to give a tefillah that it should be mizbarech, the kri should be mizbarech, that is considered not to be a tefillah shav. Agam, you can make an argument and say, what do you mean? Whatever grew already grew. Now it's just a pile. But since it's davar asamim min ha'ayin, since you don't know about it, you don't know how much is here, that is not considered a tefillah shav, as opposed to once you count it, now it's considered a tefillah shav. And there's a Rabbeinu Bechaya over here. Rabbeinu Bechaya says, pshat in this Gemara, it's Gemara Bava Metzia, and he quotes in the beginning of Kisisa, he quotes the famous Ramban. He says, on the pasuk in Mishle, Yiras Hashem Toysev Yamim, someone who fears Hashem, he'll live long. And the years of the Rishon will get short. And Rabbeinu Bechaya teaches this pasuk to explain the concept of nisim nistarim. That sometimes Hashem makes nisim gluyim, kriyas yamsuf, the eser makis. But every day and all the time, he's making nisim nistarim. Things that are hidden from us, but they're complete nisim. We just don't realize it, we don't see it. And he says, you would think that someone who has Yiras Hashem, Derech HaTeva, if he's adding more daiga to his life, more worry and more fear, that should make a person more stressed and sure in his life. Afal Pikin is a nes nistar, because it's not a nes before, it's a hanhogas HaTeva, the tzaddik lives long. Ashkenaz Rasha was busy with Tanugim, and you know, with a lave Rebach, a wide heart, having enjoyed himself, you would think he would live longer. No, he lived shorter. So these are concepts of Nisim Nistarim. And he quotes the Ramban, Ve'inyan Hazehu Yisayda Torah Kula, She'ein La'odim Chilik V'Teres Moshe Rabbeinu, Ad She'yamin, that everything that happens is Kulam Nisim Nistarim. Ein Lahem Teva U'Menahogei Shal Oilam, not for Yechidim, not for Rabbim. Someone does mitzvahs, you get schar. You do averis, you get an einish. Now, sometimes an einish is saved for the next world. Sometimes schar is saved for the next world. But it's all done with hashkachas Hashem. She'ein l'chol kol yachid v'yachid b'Yisrael. That does not have nisim mistarim, who any yedea. Everyone has nisim mistarim, we just don't know about it. And we believe that every moment of the day, they're nisim mistarim. V'chein dorzhu chazal, ein habal anes makir ben nisim. We don't even know the nisim that are happening for us to get saved. They would say, halal Hashem kol goyim, shavachu kol ha'umim. All the nations praise Hashem, because they know all the times they tried to hurt us. And we don't even know all the times they tried to hurt us that we were saved. Therefore, Chazal types up this Gemara. Hanichnas lomen as groaning. You came to measure your geirin. You say he rots in shetishlak bracha b'kri hazeh. If you already measured, it's a tefillah shav. She'ein ha-bracha mitzuya loy b'davar ha-modod v'loy b'davar ha-monoy ela b'davar ha-samim min ha-ayin. You only find bracha in things that are hidden from the eye. What does Chazal mean with that? Nisim nistarim. Something which is not counted, which is hidden from the eye. So over there, the Eibusher makes Nisim Nistarim. You're not going to know if it was Nisbarach or not, if there was a Nis. You don't know if your Kri, how much you really collected. So you don't know the fact that now you have 100, you know, bundles of wheat, really, instead of 90, you wouldn't know. That's the Indian of Nisim Nistarim that they're saying over here. And once you count it, now it's going to be Nisim Forsim, I'm not going to see. But Nisim Nistarim happen every single day. Back to these shells too over here, the concept of the Hirachin over here is Taka Anes, but it's Nes Nistar, because every day we always have Nis Nistar. That's what Ben Bechai over here says. Now the question is, and we'll see the Mishnah Brura, how can someone say after they count, Baruch Hashaleach, Baruch HaBakri HaZeh, how do you know he sent the Baruch? Now, Nis Nistar happened, but not Ein Bal Anes Makir Ben Nisa. We don't always know that it became more, right? You count your money. How do you know that all of a sudden there's more dollar bills in the cash register than it really belongs in there? Zakta Mishnah Berurah Sakot and Dalah. Baruch Hashaleach Bracha. The Kosev Al Yirava. The Emor Balei Askaras Hashem. You don't say Hashem's name. The Dafka Lemoided Kedei LaAser. The only time you can say Baruch Hashaleach where it's actually we know for sure when you're counting in order to give Meiser. You want to know how much Meiser do I have to give? So you're counting your money. How many gold coins do I have? How much do I have to give away to Meiser? Matinu sheftiach haKadosh Baruch Hu bracha ad blidai. K'mad nechsev aviu as kol amaser uvechanuni na bezayis v'arikoysin lech bracha ad blidai. You can test me with this. The only time you're allowed to test Hashem, Hashem says, if you give maaser, I'm going to make you rich, and that's the only time you can test Hashem. And the Mishnah Berurah is saying that you can't say if you're just counting your money, you can't say baruch with Hashem's name. Baruch sheshalach bracha b'kri hazeh. Maybe he didn't. Only if you're counting it and you're measuring it in order to give Meiser, then there's going to be a bracha in this Kri itself, which is a chiddush. It sounds like that if you plan on giving Meiser from this pile of money, the pile itself got bigger. Before you counted it, it got bigger because your intent is counting it to give Meiser.
What?
If
that's the case, what can I say? Bracha after finish?
You say Baruch HaShaleach, blessed he that sent, not that he will send.
You send it afterwards, kind of bracha. Once you finish, or they kind of bracha.
Once you finish, then the bracha that Hashem is going to give you is not that this Kri is going to now be a nes before Hashem, and you count it 100, and you're going to count it again and find 101.
I'm going to give my son another.
Yeah, so you'll make money in your next business deal. But that which you have $100 bills over here, and it's going to turn it to 101, that's a nes gullet. But before you count the cash register, I think so. No, that's the chit. I'm measuring right now. I'm opening the cash register. I want to know how much maaser should I give. So then, when I count now, after I count it, I'm making a bracha because really there should have been 90 bills in here and I found 100. There was a bracha in these bills. There was more bills than I should have had over here. Because I'm counting, I'm measuring to give Meiser.
You pick one or the other, basically, the bracha.
The Lashon here says, Zakta Al Yeraba, Dafka bin Moidid Kedei La'aser, we have Avtacha, that there be a bracha. So when I'm counting Kedei La'aser, then I'm saying, Baruch HaShaleach, Baruch HaKri HaZeh, that you send the bracha into this Kri.
This money is going to be
the profit will be from it, you think?
Yeah, can't
maybe you're right. Okay, back upon him. Morty is saying that doesn't mean that I already found 100 instead of 90. Saying that Avada, there was 100 here, I found 100, but I'm going to go sell these bushels of wheat and triple my money. Okay, but let me just discuss Halach L'Maisa over here at Shiloh. It's not so poshut that you can test Hashem with Maisa Ksofim. It's a Shiloh in the Paiskim. Halacha says, Zakhtar Ramah, in Reish Mem Zayin, Yaradeus, Reish Mem Zayin, Siv Dalim, Mechaber starts off, at Tzedakah Doiches Agzeres Akashis. Tzedakah pushes off difficult and hard Gzeres, Uberav Tatil Mimaves, Kamoish Yir Litzarfis, when there's a hunger, the Tzedakah saves you from death. Zakhtar Ramah, Mima Asheres, it makes you rich. But also Lanasis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't test Hashem, Ki'im Adavar Zeh. Only with this, Shenemer Mechanuni Nabazois, test me with this. The Yeshamim, not by tztaka. Dafka ben Sinas Meiser Motel Nasa Kodesh Baruch of Lebishar tztaka. The Yeshamim is Zakhtar Ramah. With regular tztaka, you can't test Hashem. Only with Meiser you can test Hashem. Zakhtar Piskei Tshuva, B'shem the Yaivitz. Zakhtar Piskei Tshuva, I am the Shalos Yaivitz, Shehisigal Ramah. From the Ramah is Mashma Meiser Ksafim, that everyone, the Minog, everyone does a Meiser Ksafim, which is Pashas of every place from a Minog, is going on that also of Chanuni Nabazais. You cannot test him on any form of tzedaka. Only thing is, so the Shlach also says like that. You can only test him on Ma'aser Tvua, like a Ma'aser Ksafim. The only time you can test Hashem is when it comes to Ma'aser Tvua, when you actually have bundles of wheat and you're taking off a tenth of your field. Ma'aser Ksafim, which is a minig that we do, but that, it's a minig which is really more chayim than just a regular minig, but that, you can't test Hashem. That's what the Piskei Tshuva brings down to argue on the Ramah. Shame the Shlach and the Shalos Yaivitz. Lamaisa, you find out like that. The Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Derech Amuna, he brings down both days. He says, "But also the Nasir the Kaddish Baruch Hu b'shum davar rak b'zeh k'masha kasev v'chanuni na b'zayis v'yeisher and dafka ma'aser tvoa u'be'ahavas chesed lechriya k'der rishayna in ahavas chesed the Chavetz Chaim is machriya." Like the first opinion, like the Ramah, that you're allowed to test Hashem by Ma'aser Ksafim. And that's the Mishnah Berurah Shitasi, who's the Baal Mechaber, Ahavas Chesed. But look what he writes. It's not all Ma'aser Ksafim. Specific cases. The Chavetz Chaim and Ahavas Chesed writes, Hafrashas Ma'aser Inyan Gadol. Lesher Amru B'taynis Al Apasik Aser to Aser. Aser give Ma'aser B'shvil Tetis Asher so you should get rich. B'chol Dover, it's also to test Hashem. Bezem Mutter, the Pasuk says, if you was called Hamaser Abesa Oitzer, be tariff for base, you bring your Meiser to the Besa Oitzer, and there'll be food in my house. Ubuchanuni Nabazois, Hashem said, test me, and my Eftach Lechem is Arubus Hashemayim, Arakoys Lechem Bracha Adli Dai, Chenifsak Yeradea, and a Meiser Mutter Nasas Hashem. Aye, he says, this is how it's Mashma and Tosis in the Arzarua, even though there are those in the Piskei Tshuva who say it's only a Meiser Tvua, Zakhtar Chavetz Chaim, I have a Raya. From this pasuk, which is discussing, he says at a time is the pasuk of Malachi, which was really Ezra, which is really at a time where there was no chiyuv deraisa ma'aser tvua. And once the chiyuv deraisa ma'aser tvua is gone, it's all derabanan. I don't hear the difference. He said, "What's the difference if it's all derabanan? Why dafka ma'aser tvua over ma'aser ksafim? If it's deraisa, okay. So this mitzvah deraisa, you can test Hashem. But once it wasn't deraisa, he was saying it at a time the chnunim bezoyis where it was not deraisa. So vice versa, you could still test Hashem. Zot Chavetz Chaim, we know what the pshat in the pasuk is. Be teref lebesi. He was talking about bringing food and bringing Meiser to the Kahanim and the Levim so they could sit and learn Torah, Amelie Torah, serve Hashem. As Zot Chavetz Chaim, this halacha, or this thing you could test Hashem, Hachanam in the Meiser Ksaf Mizbanenu in our time, She'ikre Niska Lechatchila, Lahazik Yidei Amelie Torah. This is a sugya, but Roy Pais and Paskin, you can use Meiser money for mitzvahs, you can give it to organizations, you can give it to buy a Sefer Torah for a shul to use, you can do it to buy, to make a siyum, you can do whatever you need to do, you can use it for mitzvahs. But to be machzik amelei Torah, something which is being machzik, those who are learning Torah, that's where the ikar din with niskan for, could the isa be medesh and chuma, aser to aser, aser b'shul to this asher, aser k'desh loit this chaser, it's referring to amelei Torah, he says. So nimtein lemedim in the medrash sheikre niskan lechatchila has gedei amelei Torah, and on that we have the halacha lechanunim nabezois. So I don't know if the Chavetz Chaim holds. It's not 100% clear if he says if you give your meiser money to a different organization, if you have the right to test Hashem. But if you give it to amelei Torah, then you have the right to test Hashem. According to the Chavetz Chaim, and according, it seems like Reb Chaim Kanievsky was masking to that. And that's that there are more paskins. Now basics and meiser is one thing. First of all. Is a common shayla on Ilchus Meiser, one of the most common shaylas. How do I determine how much Meiser I'm mechuyev? Sometimes I lose money, sometimes I make money. I have some deals that do well, some that don't do well. Now I make a few sales and I lose some money. If I have a store and I'm selling apples, I bought 10 apples, I sold 5 of them, then I got stuck with 5. So what's the halacha? So the Nedib Yehuda says that once a year you make a cheshbon. How much profit did I make this year? The Chavetz Chaim, he says twice, or if not twice, once a year. But Rav Moshe seems to go with that also. You know, once a year, pick your date when it is. Want to do twice a year, if you do twice a year, two seasons, pick a date. At that date, you make a chesed. How much money did I make? How much money did I lose? And even if the next day you lose a lot of money, that's already next year's chesed. Pick a date, and that's how you, same way you work your taxes, right? How much money did you make that year? And you pay taxes. Even if you have a loss the next day, you're paying taxes based on what you made the day before that. So if you made, for example, $100,000, and then you make your chesed, now I owe $10,000 from Meiser, and the next day you lose $50,000, so you still have to give you $10,000 from Meiser, because $50,000 is part of next year's chesed. During the next year, if you make another $100,000, well, you deduct $50,000 because you lost $50,000. That's how you would work the Meiser. There are those that say, and I think that Azach, if you want to have the inyan of Meiser, it's kedai to give exactly Meiser, and everything else should be stucca, which means you should know, have a chesed, this is how much Meiser I want to give, and above that, when I'm giving more than that, my chaymish, my more than that, that's something which is stucca. But I should at least know and say, this is the Shem Meiser, to have this inyan of the chenunin of bezois in the skula of Meiser, person to be familiar, make that chesed once a year, that way he knows exactly how much money he's supposed to be giving to Meiser. We are, well, time flew. Should we chaper in Siv Gimel?
Meiser only to the money the Torah is saying?
No, you're allowed to give Meiser to any mitzvah. There is a Maila, and it could be that according to the Chafetz Chaim, the din of chenunin of bezois, the Torah lebesi is talking about where you gave the money to a Maila Torah. If Hashem says, you can test me with this. If you give Meiser the Torah of Basi, you're going to say, enough, I can't handle the money, it's too much. It's a stop giving this. You're going to be so much. So you say, that's what he says. Anyways, you are out of time, everyone's here. We'll stop over here at Siv Gimel. We'll catch you tomorrow. Everyone should have a wonderful good night.